suppose anything makes you want to close the doors of your business is a concern. If you've lost earnings, it's not good in this economic climate. But it's hard to tell what way the whole situation had been. Like, it could have petered out in minutes, or it could have got worse. But I suppose they were right to take the precautions and close their doors. The police did everything that they could. I wouldn't have fancied being a police officer and jumping in the middle of that rabble, but you know, at the end of the day, it was two men fighting and the rest were spectators. The geography of the town being what it is, the whole thing spelled out onto what would have been the main thoroughfare through the town, so it looked terrible, but you have to take your precautions and hope for the best.
And then these businesses now have lost a few days' revenue. What is being done now to prevent this again?
It's a kind of difficult thing to approach, but we have a meeting next Monday in the council offices with the vintners, with some of the businesses that had to close, and with the police to see if there are any practical measures we can take. The people who caused this issue were visitors to the town. It was a totally isolated incident, so you know, how do you plan for that again? Do you ask for more vigilance from the community? Do you ask for more support from the police? Do you just play it by ear and hope that you catch it in time next time? But we'll do what we can.
And as you said, it is an isolated incident, so it's important to put the message out there that people aren't put off coming to Strabane.
No, definitely not. No, it's anybody who knows Strabane knows that that's not the norm. Up here, you might get a bit of stick, but you never see that kind of thing normally. Now, it's a one-off, and hopefully anybody that hasn't been to the town won't be put off coming to the town because of it, because it's not what we're about up here. So.